You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John chapter 1, verse 35 to 39. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. This is an account of Jesus calling his first disciples. We know from the succeeding verse that one of them is Andrew, the brother of Peter. It is not clear who the other disciple is, but many scripture scholars point to John the Beloved. A bit of a backtrack. Just a couple of days before, John has been baptizing people in Jordan River. And one of those who came to be baptized was Jesus. And as John baptized Jesus, John saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. In our reading today, John bears witness to Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God." Two of John's disciples responded to this testimony, and they began to follow Jesus on foot. It is not clear why they did so. Did John ask them to do that? Maybe, maybe not. Now Jesus knew that he was being followed, and so he takes the initiative by turning around and asks them, "What do you seek?" Here we see the divine initiative. It is always God who makes the first step. Saint Augustine says, "We could not even have begun to seek for God unless He had already found us." Thus, we can even speculate that Jesus chose to walk by where John the Baptist and his disciples were. He found Andrew and John even before that time. And so he initiated the contact. It was not an accident. Rather, God was actively involved to make the encounter happen. "What do you seek?" Jesus begins the personal conversation with the disciples of John with a profound question. In fact, this is a fundamental life question. What do you seek? What are you looking for? And then, as if to answer the same question, Jesus says, "Come and see. Come and see what you're looking for. Come and see what you seek." What are you seeking in these 40 days? Or are we even seeking something in these 40 days? Or are we just going through the motions simply because you have done this year after year? If Jesus was going to turn to you and ask, "What do you seek?" what answer might you have to give him? The disciples of John asked, "Where are you staying?" It may seem a bit intrusive to ask a complete stranger, "Where do you live?" at the very first meeting. But would it not be more weird for that stranger to answer, "Come and see for yourself"? Unless, of course, this stranger had previously thought, "Well, I want to form a good relationship with this person." And so he would be ready to invite him into his life. As he invited Andrew and the other disciple, Jesus invites you. "Come and see." You may find this odd, but it's really an invitation to discover, to get to know the person of Jesus, and not just his home address. How will you respond to his invitation to come and see?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.